consequences.
Everything is energy. From the chair where you are sitting to your thoughts and feelings, energy is all there is. Energy can neither be created nor destroyed. It can only be transformed into a different form of energy.
Dude, what does my tattoo say?
Sweet!
What about mine?
Dude, what does mine say?
Sweet! What about mine?
Dude, what does mine say?
Sweet!
Pittsburgh. No! Fellow Earthlings, please listen! We need your energy now!
I'm kind of gonna change for us all.
Good morning, good evening, and possibly even good afternoon. Wherever you're listening, however you're listening, and whenever you are listening to this, I thank you and I welcome you in to another edition of the Shallow Oceans Podcast. Tonight is a very special edition and an audio form only podcast for you, as I am live in the beautiful city of Los Angeles, where the angels rest their head, to record a special edition episode, as I have found myself with some extra time in the studios to talk about something so important and prevalent tonight. Tonight's topic is simply match the energy. And it's very simplistic when you break it down from a multitude of different angles. No matter where you are going in your life, no matter what is presented to you, and also no matter what type of individual is in your life, the simple and most positive thing you can ever do within every single attribute of that situation is to match the energy. It doesn't mean that you have to overexert yourself or that you should wait and just react when is needed. You simply have to match the energy from every and any direction. You truly have to attune with it, because in doing so, you will be able to further the experience by simply doing what is needed. And really think about that concept. So for example, let's say you are starting a new job. You should match the energy by their incentiveness of showing that you are not only interested in the job, but showing the magnitude of the expectation that is presented to you by doing what is expected. So for example, let's say you go out of your way to apply. They reach back and sound very interested. I highly recommend going into that interview with a lot of excitement yourself. Show them that this is something you yearn for, that you deserve, and you damn well know that you are the person for that job. And in doing so, it will incentivize them even more with the energy you have given them to return it to you and give you the said job if time fits and it's truly meant to be, right? So now in doing so, when you start working at this job, all you really need to focus on is doing what is expected. Do not do more and do not do less. The reason why I say this is you don't want to stand out in a positive or negative way too quickly. You don't know the energy yet at this place. That is a big thing that you have to observe at least for a week or two. Now, don't get me wrong. I know many of us want to be very zealous, very eager, and we want to make our name known and show our appreciation. And by gosh, we want to be very respectable of the opportunity given to us. But the thing is, you can't stand out too quickly. This is one of those most important things I can tell you, because if you overexert your energy at too rapid of a way, it's going to, number one, offset a lot of your coworkers and make enemies or friends too quickly, and number two, set a standard for yourself in this work environment that you are not sure if you can, number one, is sustain it, and also if it's what is required for set position, and how other people will look at you in doing this in that way. See what I'm getting at? There's a purpose behind matching the energy. And so when you start to settle in, you start to meet everybody, be very open, be very positive and welcoming, and hopefully it will be returned to you as well. Now, once you have met people and you're starting to get a feel for the job position, etc., you're working your way around, you're starting to get a feel for the job, you start to know what it entails, you want to match the energy of expectation. Number one, from the people around you, and number two, from the employment officials or bosses or whatever, whoever it is that is expecting these things from you. And now when you do these things, it is simply going to set the tone for the advancement you need and to know where you lie with a lot of these different intricate, I guess you could say, experiences, right? You'll quickly know who you should and shouldn't mess with. You'll quickly know who will reciprocate the energy to you, so those are the ones you can give energy to. Especially with your job in the position and seeing the overlay of the land, you will know really quickly if this is a place that takes advantage of people, treats them like another number, so basically, God forbid something happens to you, they can replace you the next day, or if this is something of true advancement and somewhere you do enjoy and they show a lot of prosperity and prospect for you, then you know you can up the energy because eventually it will be returned. You're starting to get this process, right? Let's go to people as well. Let's say you're meeting somebody new, whether it be a friendship, a romantic interest, or just simply somebody along the way in life that you're just through this daily adventure, right? You need to match their energy. Don't over bombard them with too much too soon. You don't know if they deserve it and also how they'll take it. Also, don't give them nothing that when they start to just give you a little bit of something, you don't know exactly what to do, so you totally shell yourself and it literally just makes you not only invisible, but it totally deters you from an experience that you could have been having. You have to match the energy and always go in with a base level of it, which just means openness, love, and just positivity, right? Don't give too much, don't give too little, but know who you are. And I think that's probably one of the most important things I should start with as well before I continue with this, but your base level of energy should be something that is of neutrality. And now, neutrality is a very hard concept to really articulate on a notion that doesn't sound like I'm trying to tell you you shouldn't be good or bad, happy or sad, etc. Neutrality basically means you have a bass tone, a frequency. Everybody has that tone, right? 432 hertz is probably one of the most authentic ones you could think about. So when you have this base level of energy, what that means is you carry yourself with a certain type of deterrent to yourself, right? You have a certain type of morale and value. You have a form to yourself. You have a shape. And you also have a type of value that you give and present to others, right? So in doing so, this is going to make a very interesting situation for yourself. Because now, when you know your energy and you know how much to give, you're almost going to be radiating it without even trying to put it towards anybody or to control it or negate it. It's kind of impossible. I've noticed as my time progresses and the more that I kind of elevate myself in the status within this world and especially the persona of people I meet and involvement and engagements, whether it be with coworkers or family or friends, it's kind of almost incredible to see that it just radiates on its own and there's nothing I can do about it. It's just how I am. But the trick is I can choose how to use it from a distance or especially how much I divulge within that instant of engagement. That's a hard thing to really get and understand because we truly are energy at the end of the day. We are people who live and breathe through vibration. That's why we move constantly and the only time we don't is when we sleep and that's basically dying until we arise the next day. So if that's the case, how do you really find a base premise for this, right? How do you know how much to give to somebody? How do you know how much to invest within your work or even just in life itself and carrying yourself? I would say you should never be scared to be your truest form because that would almost be, in a sense, saying to hide who you are, right? And I don't believe you should do that. I think that you should be somebody who is very open and active with what you are, what you carry, and the magnetic effect it has on others and also the radiating posture it brings to almost, in a sense, shine the light on people. But you've got to be open and acceptable of this because this is going to be a giant deterrent as well. So as I mentioned quickly with a new position as a job or even meeting somebody new, whatever type of relationship it may be, when you shine brighter, this is something that you're not going to be able to manage or control yourself. And unfortunately, the higher you vibrate and the more you shine, you may be retaining your energy in the sense of how much you put into other people or positions or whatever it may be, but you're not going to be able to dwindle that light inside of you. That's a very tough thing to really conceptualize and understand. The brighter you shine, you're going to reflect more of people within themselves. Because remember, we are always a mirror to somebody else. So if somebody sees you carrying yourself with this magnetic posture, you have a great physique to yourself, you're somebody who in the world standards is beautiful or whatever it is, and you have just this deterring factor about you that seems almost otherworldly or it's even outer fleshly, it's going to deter a lot of people because you're going to reflect things inside of them they don't like. And that's a really sad thing to admit. We're in a world right now where we're always constantly judging ourselves off of others. We're reflecting off of what we see throughout other people. And those who we think are above us or people that we see that almost in a sense reflect us can sometimes deter us because then they are also shining parts within ourselves that we may not like. And that's a sad thing to admit and to even really see, to be real with you. It's heartbreaking, because to really understand somebody and understand the reflectiveness that we have, if you find a partner in somebody, they truly reflect the best of you. And that's the thing you always want to see. And if there's ever imperfections, that just shows you things that, whether it maybe shows separation or things to increase or work on over time, that's the best type of reflection to have. You should not be afraid of what you see. You should not be deterred by the things that are in front of you. And by God's sakes, you should not be ashamed of the light and energy you have. Trust me, there's a reason why it's unique, and I'm spending so much time right now sitting here trying to divulge to you how important this energy is to keep to yourself, because it will get consumed. It's really hard to not put too much out there for people who just simply don't deserve it. And I'm sorry to tell you, but there is a lot of people in your life who will take from you and never return. Are you prepared for that? Are you prepared to have people use you in a sense of being more selfless than selfish? Are you prepared to never be seen for your true potential because the light you radiate is too bright for people to even see, and it upsets them because it honestly shows a part of themselves they haven't accepted yet? You see where I'm going with this, right? It's a very tough thing to understand. Reflection is a hard thing for all of us to do, but that's why your energy is so important to you. You have to very much so be attuned to what you give out to people. And I'm not saying that there isn't people that will show themselves worthy. You just have to give it time. Time does not exist, but that is not the purpose of why I'm using that statement as time. What I mean by that is a passing of motion to see somebody more thoroughly, to really engage and see how they react and give you something. So, for example, again, now that I've given a little bit more articulation to it, let's say you're talking to somebody romantically and you're interested in them, right? If they are somebody who messages you a lot first, it's time for you to message them first as well. Don't wait for them to say something. Take initiation and say something to them. Don't wait for them to respond to you. If you have something to say and they usually send multiple messages, respond accordingly. If there's somebody who sends you pictures a lot, videos a lot, or audio messages, or just text messages, whatever they're giving you, I promise you, if you reflect it and match that energy, it's going to be reciprocated and loved. There's a reason why these things are happening. Nobody just does stuff for the randomness of just doing it. I really hope you understand that concept before we understand how to move forward. If somebody is sending you a song, listen to it and tell them how it made you feel or what you thought of it. If somebody sends you a video message of them talking, respond with you talking back to them. If somebody FaceTimes you to talk to you, FaceTime them another day when you think of them. If somebody is sending you text messages, respond to their text messages when you can. You just need to match the energy, and everything will fall into place, because trust me, the more you match the energy and the more that you're reflecting the thing that they are yearning for inside of you, and they're learning these different ways. Nobody knows. Nobody is perfect. Nobody really understands how to handle any of this, because trust me when I say nobody has this figured out. But the simplicity is you just want to be the best version of you and respect the person's ability to give to you by reciprocating the actions and emotions. It's really not that tough. Like, that's why whenever I listen to people and I hear how they talk about interactions with others, and there's always these social media people talking about 3 tips to let you know if she likes you, 3 tips to show you if he's just not into you. You don't need to be looking for tips. It's very simple. And trust me when I say this, if somebody can go an entire day without talking to you, they're comfortable without you. Remember that concept, okay? And I don't mean that you have to be in correlation with somebody and have to constantly talk to be, comfortable with where you are in your position with this person. But just think about where we are in technology, right? And the ability we have to communicate. If you're not able to see this person all the time and you two are truly interested in one another, talking every day is a beautiful sign of showing your interest and involvement, and also the type of way you think about them. Because when you think about somebody and if you both have a connection to one another, there is a force connected. You have a link now to this person. That's why this energy matching is so important, because you don't want to sever the link or overbear the link. You see how all of these things are so important with one another? It's a very hard thing to basically just handle appropriately. It's very tough, because then again, you have to match your own self and you have to be able to hold yourself as well. So there's so many situations in life. There's so many things that'll pop up. But the most important thing you can do and very focus on again is matching the energy. Let's just keep it simple and you'll figure everything else out as you go. If there's somebody who sends you a bunch of different ways to talk, respond accordingly. If there's somebody who sends you messages on multiple platforms while you're still conversating, respond to all of them and match the energy. It's not tough to do. Trust me, we have our phones with us almost all the time. I'm somebody who barely has my phone with me, and somehow I'm still able to involve myself in riveting conversations. It's because now that I know that there's some interest or some involvement, I keep it closer than when I usually just leave it in my room, leave it in my car, whatever. There's something more there. That's the persona of it. I know I'm somebody who creates content, but I don't need a phone to always do it. It just means I lack on my social posts for a little bit, and that's okay. At least I can still do the podcasting because all I need is a microphone and software to record it. And that's why I think this is so important, because since you are giving me your energy to listen to me, I have to give you my truest form possible. And that's something that I know may never be reciprocated. That's something that I know may never be seen. I know that unconditional love is one of the hardest things to obtain in this life, because humans instinctually want more. We're never satisfied as humans. And that's a very unfortunate thing, because if we truly understood how to reflect energy and be very comfortable and confident with what we had, we would never search for more. We would never yearn for more. We wouldn't settle for things we didn't need, because implicitly, we have always what we were. It's inside of us. You're not supposed to fill loneliness with somebody to fill that hole. It's the reason why you don't go shopping if you're starving. You'll grab everything in a store. It's a reason why you don't go on dating apps if you're lonely. You'll grab the wrong person. I don't know how else to say it to you. There's a reason why you don't go traveling across the world if you're broke. You might not be able to make it. It's just, these are simplistic things, but for some reason they seem so foreign because we are so disconnected from ourself, our energy, and our sustainability with what we can give to others. It's not hard to tell if somebody is about you. They will make it known. It's not hard to tell if somebody will fight for you, because if something stupid pops up and that's enough to drag them away from you, trust me, they're saving you the involvement of even more wasted time then. You shouldn't have to fight for things that wouldn't fight for you. Match the energy. That's all this is. You have to really remove yourself from the emotional ties and connections you have to things that you will never own. And I'm sorry to tell you this, but that is the most freeing thing you can do. You will never own somebody in this life. I don't care what a piece of paper or a ring says. That doesn't mean you own them. Because trust me, they can annul that, divorce you, and leave the next day if they want to. God forbid something could happen to them and they would leave this plane of existence before you. That shows you the value of teaching you to be able to detach. It's the same thing with the concept of your life. We're not going to be here for that long in this existence. So why would you attach yourself to it? You should be able to detach from literally everything, including yourself. That is how you ascend. That is how you learn the value of your energy, and you are able to give to those who truly will reciprocate it. See how easy that is? Now, trust me, I know that there is a life of things that people go through that will create this mindset they have of maybe not only themselves, but the effect of how they feel about you. And sometimes people can feel so strongly about you, it scares them. It's so consuming, they don't want to get lost in you because they are worried it will hurt them. You have to show them that you are a safe place. You respect them. You don't have any yearning to hurt anybody in this life. That is my existence. I simply am somebody who loves too much. That is my biggest vice. I still give too much when I shouldn't. And I'm learning. And I'm human. And that's why I'm probably still here. Same with jobs. Every career I've had, I've done so much. It's elevated me so quickly in those positions. And then I sit there and I think to myself, I did too much. I shouldn't have done all that because now I've created this such a high standard for everybody that comes in here. I hear it all the time. Man, Alex, when you took that day off, shows didn't sound the same. It's like, well, first off, I understand it won't. It's the same concept of when you have like a fill-in teacher. The teacher is gone. They're the ones teaching and directing the classroom. A fill-in substitute teacher, I mean, shoot, they should be able to put a movie on because God forbid we make them do something that they don't know how to do or to talk to children they have built no bond, no connection with. It's immoral, it's invaluable, and it's unsustainable. It's the same thing within this life, your job, your family. Same with your family. Please listen to me when I say this. I don't want you to be a slave to your heritage and your culture. That's why I did the show on that the other night. You have to see what's in front of you. It is not above you or below you to see what these people are that either birthed you, house you, are close to you, and see them for who they really are. If you have been somebody over your life that has higher attuned yourself to truly let go of physical limitations and allow yourself to elevate to a pinnacle place of where you can make just decisions and give people love unconditionally and accept nothing in return, then you are very strong in helping those around you who need you the most. But unfortunately, most people haven't attuned to that type of level yet, so I don't think you should be in a place to help or heal or love somebody else until you have found that for yourself. And I really mean that, because unfortunately, it'll lead to a lot of issues. It'll lead to definitely a lot of miscommunication, misunderstandings, and assumptions. And assumptions always lead to making an ass out of you and me, when truly all you have to do is just communicate. Just ask. Just talk to them. It's so simplistic. That is why I told you about holding energy out for the right people, because those who show you that they want to match it and not control it are worth giving to. Now, that's another real important thing as well, too. Whether it be family, friends, job, all these things, engagement, society, the world itself that is trying to manipulate your energy left and right. If you are not somebody who sees these people who are sucking your energy from you, that's why we did a whole show called Protect Your Energy. This one is very important to me, because not only are we protecting it, not only are we aware now of the things that are trying to take it from us or suck it off of us that we can't even see, you have to be able to control your energy. You have to be able to give it to those who truly show the earning interest to reciprocate it. And I think that's a very powerful thing. Because throughout all of my life's adventures, everybody that I've become super close to, I've never matched the energy. I always do too much or too little. And in doing so, it creates an unsustainable viewpoint of good and bad, rather than neutrality and feeling truly holy, because it is what it is. And it's matched and it is home. That's why it's such an important feeling and thing to do. Most people really don't take the time to conceptualize that and really focus in on the importance of themselves. If you are not able to sustain your own mental abilities, if you are not able to regulate your own emotional instability, if you're not somebody who is truly able to fly on their own, you've got to be careful of where you land. It's a very important thing to learn in this life. Not everybody out there is like me. Not everybody out there is going to be unconditional loving. Not everybody out there is going to want the best for you and feel so comfortable with themselves and where they are now. I'm still comfortable with people using me. It's truly sad to say it out loud, but I know that's where I'm at. I'm somebody who gives so much to others. I live my life Christly. And I know we have never been taught anywhere close to the inklings of a man named by Jesus Christ and what the abilities were and what he did. They use and abuse this man because he was probably one of the select few publicly or openly that we know about that defeated this perspective of trapped in the body. And they used it and created an entire religion that just brainwashes people to thinking, unless you're through him, you can't get to me. Stop it. Stop all of that. The purpose of what it was showing is that you have to be so selfless and self-sustaining with your own energy. Even if nobody around you ever gives you any, you're fine. You can sustain yourself for eternity. And that's one of the most interesting things to think about, because then you become a healer. And that's something that I have become in my life. There have been multiple people that I've talked to in my life that were possible romantic interests. And guess what? They went nowhere, because I knew it wasn't right. It wasn't going to be something that I could match truly, and it wasn't something that was meant for me. So I helped heal it, and I helped grow it to where they could be the truest form for the person that they reflected with. And that sounds crazy to so many people. It honestly sounds insane to most. They'll literally, and I've had people who talk to me that are like really close to me, and they're like, dude, so you're telling me you're totally comfortable that you were talking to said girl for 2 years, right? And this entire 2 years, not only did you guys never get really intimate at all, but you actually were so comfortable with finding a position of where her mindset was and who she was and growing her and evolving her that you literally let her go. And I said, yes. And they said, how does that even make sense? And I said, have you ever seen these shows that talks about exotic animals that were either left to die, hurt by traps, hunters, or just didn't have the right advantages they needed and almost were left for dead? And they're like, yeah, I've seen those shows. They take them in, rehabilitate them, and release them to survive. Yeah. Do those people really get anything in return? Well, I mean, I guess they get the knowledge of knowing that they were able to save a life and help somebody do something and possibly help the ecosystem or save somebody that's an endangered species or whatever, etc. I say, yeah, it's the same concept. And unfortunately, it leads you to a life of solitude. It leads you to the life of realizing you may not find those people in this life that truly see you for what you are, that want you for what you have, and respect you for everything that you can be. That's one of the hardest things in this life, is to find somebody who sees you for you, that really truly reciprocates and respects your energy. I know it's true. I've been here for a while, and it still is one of the hardest things I've had to find in this life. It's sad to know that so many people around me settle for just the quickest, easiest, fastest thing. They'll go to Jack in the Box or Taco Bell or go to a fancy restaurant because it feeds them, it feels good, it looks good, it sounds good, it tastes good, but they never even took the time to see, what did their body need? What type of nutritional value are they lacking? What are the things that they really want to make for themselves? And at the end of the day, can they even make it for themselves? And it's sad. And it hurts my heart. And it's why tonight, while I was sitting out here in LA, and I have free time available, that I wanted to sit down and talk about it, because I've been experiencing it so much in my life, not even with my own family and friends, but just with daily passerbyers. I've realized that I radiate now at such a high frequency, it attracts people to me. And you know what I do instantly? I give them the best I can, because I want that in return. And so I finally have elevated myself to a place that most people might not ever be able to find. And that's true sustainability in self, that they can give all of it to another person. So as I was telling you throughout this entire show, which I still stand by, you have to be careful of how much you give to somebody, because trust me, they will take and never return it, or they will never respect how much you give and never yearn for it again. That's when you finally attune yourself to a place of realization of what you are, what you have to give, and the perspective of this life and reality and what you truly wish to ascend, which for me is escaping. If that's the case, then there is nothing to fear from human flesh. There's nothing to fear from others, and there's nothing to fear from repercussions of simply doing what is true to you. And my intentions are always pure. I will never hurt you. I will never try to take from you. And by gosh almighty, I will never try to use you. That is the last thing I will ever want to do. That's why I've removed myself from so many situations, is because I know how much it made some people crazy or attached or a crutch and etc., or people just started to negate it and found it almost like a challenge, or they felt disrespected. And it's like, man, it's crazy to know that the simplistic notion of knowing yourself will really deter a lot of people in life, and unfortunately might even scare a lot of them too. And it's sad. It really is. Because at the end of the day, all we really want on the inside is somebody who matches our energy, somebody who reciprocates it, a job that makes us feel valued, that we're not just being a slave for them and working a 9-to-5 till we die. There's growth. There's possibilities for ascension. There's vacation time. There's a place where I feel comfortable around my coworkers, where I'm respected. My family, the bond, the house I've made. Everybody loves me. We're comfortable. We feel great together. They're open with me. They feel that they could tell me anything and not feel like they would be slighted or justified or judged or anything. It's a place where we feel safe and we're together. My significant other reflects me. They're so happy with me. They want to grow with me. They want to be unconditional love, be a part of the moment. No labels, no nothing. They don't want to put anything on there that doesn't need to be there, because we are who we are and we love that. That's the type of energy I'm about. I'm about high energy people. I'm about people who truly know their worth and they aren't scared to show it. I'm about people who transcend this human limitation. I'm about people who truly want to challenge the morals of what we can do. I want to be able to talk to somebody without saying a word. I want to be able to adventure to so many beautiful places and not have to say a word and lay under the moonlight and see the stars. I want to jump into a river naked. I want to go and experience life to the fullest. I don't want to sit here and worry if you reciprocate it. That's what this whole soliloquy is. I want you to find you. I want you to yearn for yourself. And in doing so, you will find your reflection. I want you to chase the things that you're passionate about and that you love, because it will turn into prosperity and financial stability. Excuse me. That's what this all is. You have to learn the art of matching energy and detaching from things that you expect an outcome. As soon as you expect something in return, or you're expecting something out of it, that's where you fail. Because now you are leading yourself away from the possibilities of anything. You need to know you are the person they need, not that you need them. You need to know you are going to redefine the concept of what love is, not chase for somebody to do it for you. It all starts with you. And in doing so, you truly will change everything. That is how you can find a way to not only go back and listen to protecting your energy, but matching your energy as well. Because we are all energetic beings. We all have a premise and a purpose in this life. You are not supposed to go chasing for reasons why you exist. It's inside of you. It always has been. And simply, I mean this too, never feel that you will be misunderstood or that people won't be able to realize what you are. If they are not finding out things about you, if they are not seeing the things about you that you are, if they are not truly understanding the person you are, the message you have, and the abilities you have to express yourself openly, they are not your people, okay? It's so simple. We shouldn't have to hold on to anything that isn't meant for us. Detach. Protect your energy. Look for things that match it. You'll find out your superpower is your energy real soon. You'll find out the reason they are constantly blocking out the sun from you is because it is attuning you quicker to your DNA. It is awakening the ancestral heritage within you, and it is actually unlocking your quote-unquote superpowers. This is why I fast so often. This is why I'm going to fast again coming up here in a few days. This is why I'm so actively open with changing my sense of what I expect out of this entire existence. Because in doing so, I have recalibrated my mindset of what is possible. And I don't live in this physical dimension like so many others do now too. I live within the moment. And I live within now. And in doing so, my energy is always mine to give. And I will always look for things that match it. How powerful is that? It truly is just so amazing to think about the potential we have as human beings and the ability we have to kind of almost heighten this expectation we have set for those who come after us. And so that's one of the things I want to end with you tonight is with matching energy is the whole concept of pushing it forward, right? And doing things for others that you wish to be done unto yourself. The karmatic system only exists for those who are paralleled to it and who are honestly stuck within it because they themselves haven't let go of things that still have hold over them. So once you do that and you no longer are attuned to these things that try to hold you back or negate you or stop you, you're finally able to truly enhance yourself to another level of you're able to level yourself up to another level of just enlightenment. And it's so powerful and freeing to be at that state that you will be able to help so many people by just being yourself. And that's the best thing we can do. Because at the end of the day, none of this matters if we are not okay inside. And if we constantly give to others and never have anything returned to us, what are we supposed to do? How can we do anything? Then we're stuck in this life of just constantly taking and never giving and always just fighting one another, never showing gratitude or even doing things out of our way to benefit another, not just seeing the things that are in front of us. That is why it is so important to find what matches your energy. Give it, align it, attune it. Become it and just embrace it. You will be full of so much love when you find these things for yourself, and it'll be one of the most vibrant places to ever be because this is us. This is what we're meant to be. We were meant to be loved. We were meant to experience and help as many people as possible. And even though it may scare you and it might be something that deters you from yourself, you will find purpose. You will find reason, and you will find the things that match your energy and that really are there for you. So don't be afraid to do things differently. Don't be afraid to stand out against the grain. Don't be afraid to speak on ideologies that almost seem psychotic to most people. I myself am in a whole different world with these things, and I'm okay with it. I'm fine standing on this ledge alone because I know it's leading to a brighter day and a path that so many people are scared to take. I will jump as high as I can to show you somebody who is so full of selflessness and just wants to love and give to others can simply get it back by seeing it done to others through the ones I help. I don't know how else to say it. It's pushing it forward in its simplest of forms. So protect your energy, align your energy, elevate your energy, and match the energy. Do not waste it. To find somebody who can give you something is so valuable in this day and age because we undersell ourselves so much. To find somebody who can challenge every expectation you have is so valuable. Imagine finding a career path that actually challenges you. Imagine chasing something you truly love and harbor within your heart and getting paid to do it. Imagine having a family bond so strong, nothing will break you apart because you guys have made a place and called it home. Let's elevate each other to a higher standard. Let's negate the effects of things that fight against us. Let's let go of these harboring just mortality rates of just thinking of these things that harbor so much hate and aggression and fear. There's no need for any of it. I have no place for fear, so I will not give you fear. I only reflect the things I have and wish to attune to myself. And in doing so, I have a plethora of things to give. And I have a hard time believing you won't find something to akin with your own side. So it's a simple message. and it's one that kind of evolved from Protect Your Energy. But from being out here in the city Monday through Friday, being around so many people who are so lost and so misguided and so attuned to this world and plugged into this false sense of reality, chasing so many physicalities and harboring injustice in their hearts for such neutralities that they think that it doesn't exist to have this concept of just nothing is negative or bad. It's such a lifeless place to be that seems so alive, and it's such a contradiction, but it makes me know and I realize that those that I come close to, I really love. So, all the best to you and yours. And do me a favor, the people who give you a lot that really, really match that energy inside of you, treasure them, because it is a dying breed in this life. And if you find somebody who is so selfless that they'll give so much without asking anything in return, do me a favor and don't hurt them, please. Those people who want to see you fly are some of the most beautiful souls in this life. And they're very rare. So, if I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night. Love.